From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This year is setting new records for late flights, canceled flights, and inconvenienced passengers, and the delays are expected to get worse. Consumer rights advocates want Congress to step in and protect them by passing a passenger bill of rights. The woman leading this grassroots movement is a former real estate agent from Napa, California, named Kate Hanai. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has a profile.
9.5 hours. That's how long Kate Hanai and her family sat on the tarmac after their American Airlines flight got diverted to Austin, Texas. She had nothing to eat or drink but a glass of water from the bathroom sink.
The same sink in the bathroom where the toilets were overflowing.
Passengers got sick on her plane and others parked nearby. Tempers flared, but no one could get off.
It just got to the point where all of a sudden that trigger went off and I thought, we're being lied to. We're being victimized here. There are ill people, diabetics, that are shaking, that have absolutely no choice in the matter.
Hanai was feeling jittery because she'd been assaulted a few months earlier, cornered inside a house by a man posing as a homebuyer.
I started having flashbacks and thinking, here I am trapped again. I'm trapped again.
That's when everything changed for Kate Hanai. She stopped selling real estate. Now she's working full-time for a group she founded called the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. It has a website and blog and a theme song written and performed by Hanai and her band.
We gotta get out of this plane. Boy, there's a sin upon for me and you.
Hanai's old real estate office is now a command center, cluttered with government reports, testimony, and nearly 18,000 stories of passenger strandings arranged in binders. Hanai's husband, Tim.
Literally, from the moment she wakes up, she's on the computer. At the end of the evening, there she is, still working away, phone calls flying from all over. It's just wild.
And a bit hard to get used to. Not long ago, someone called, introducing himself as Jerry Costello, a key lawmaker on aviation issues.
I nearly said, right, and I'm Pamela Anderson.
It was the congressman, and he offered to help. Hanai's still working to win over others. On this day, she's in Washington, D.C. for meetings on Capitol Hill. She flew in on the red eye, but Hanai doesn't seem the least bit tired.
My hair is everywhere.
It's her 15th trip this year. Members of Hanai's coalition donated frequent flyer miles to get her here. Several lawmakers, including Hanai's congressman, California Democrat Mike Thompson, have introduced passenger Bill of Rights legislation.
So I guess we're here to thank you and say, you know, we really appreciate everything that you've done. And
you know, we didn't get everything, but we got quite a bit.
Hanai's coalition may not get its main demand, a law giving stranded passengers the right to get off a plane stuck on the tarmac for 3 hours or more. The airline industry adamantly opposes that idea. David Castlevetter is a spokesman for the Air Transport Association, which represents the major carriers. He says, think of a plane that's waiting in a long line to take off.
When you get out of that line to go back to the gate, you don't get to come back out and get in the front of the line. You go to the back of the line. So your delay, you know, will be much greater.
Castlevetter says Hanai and her supporters are misguided.
I think she's quite effective in terms of, you know, getting her message out to the consumers. But unfortunately, she's grossly misinformed. And what she is asking Congress to do is going to have many unintended consequences for travelers.
Travelers and Kate Hanai will get something from Congress. Lawmakers have drafted legislation likely to be adopted this year. It would require airlines and airports to provide stranded passengers with food, water, and sanitary conditions while they wait. But Hanai says she'll keep fighting for more. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.